This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal.
There is so much TV out there now, so much content to be watched, no matter the device, that it can be tough to keep up. Great for us, the consumer, not necessarily amazing for the people who write all those shows. They, the Writers Guild to be specific, says their earnings have declined dramatically in the past couple of years, and so Hollywood finds itself once again on the brink of a major work stoppage, as Ben Bergman reports from KPCC.
Burt Royal has been a film and TV writer for two decades, not a household name, but successful enough to have a nice house in L.A.
Television, back when I first started, it was a lot easier to make a living.
Royal points to his most recent show as an example, Recovery Road, an angst-filled teenage drama that aired on Disney's Freeform channel.
You can go to school by day and spend your evenings getting sober.
As is standard in the industry, most writers had to sign exclusive long-term contracts so they couldn't work on other shows.
We wrapped, and then we didn't start airing for another 7 months. And then after we aired the entire season, we're still waiting around to find out if the show's getting picked up for a second season.
They weren't renewed, and Disney had taken so long to decide that writers had already missed out on the chance to sign new deals. What's more, Royal says most of the show's young viewers watch the show on Disney's Freeform app.
We don't make money off of that, so it could get millions and millions and millions of views, and we would never see that.
And even if people had watched on basic cable, that would be far less lucrative to Royal and his staff than if the show had aired on a network like NBC or ABC. Chris Kaiser sits on the negotiating committee for the writers.
The formulas by which we are paid on platforms other than broadcast, that's basic cable or streaming services, are only a fraction of what they were on broadcast.
A central problem for writers is seasons keep getting shorter. More than 20 episodes was once the standard. That's now often cut in half or more. But here's the rub. Writers get paid per episode, and shows today take a lot longer to produce, almost like a movie every week. Think of the production quality of House of Cards or Better Call Saul.
So whereas I, for example, would write 22 episodes and it would take me a year, I have a show on Amazon now, I'm writing 8 episodes. It's going to take me nearly a year, but I'm going to be paid 8 episodic fees for that.
By the Guild's estimate, writer-producer compensation has plummeted nearly 25% in just the last 2 years. So the Guild has a long list of demands for its new contract, loosening of exclusivity rules, better pay for streaming and cable, and help with shoring up their deficit-plagued healthcare plan. If it doesn't get them, a strike could be next. And Kaiser says the union is willing to do this because the companies on the other side of the table, like Disney, are making a lot of money.
There's really no reason why, in an era of expanding company profits, that writers should be suffering.
So what did the studios say? Well, nothing, actually. They didn't respond to our request for comment and have let writers do all the talking. And while writers may win the PR war, it's the studios that have the power and the deep pockets to withstand a long impasse. This could be an unsuccessful strike for the writers, according to entertainment lawyer Jonathan Handel.
The frustrating thing is that what the writers are looking for is about 3 times what the studios are willing to pay.
The last writer's strike that ended in 2008 took 100 days to resolve. Late-night talk shows went dark, sitcoms and dramas had shorter seasons, there was a lot more reality TV.
So the writers have probably so far never recouped the amount of wages that they lost by going on strike.
And the ripple effects on everyone from caterers to costumers cost the California economy more than $2 billion. The Guild says the strike was important because it allowed them to gain their first toehold into digital rights. The writers and studios have agreed to return to the bargaining table Tuesday, less than a week before their contract expires. In Los Angeles, I'm Ben Bergman for Marketplace.